This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 11, written by Kurt Sullis. The Holy Spirit as Wind. From Acts 2. A sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. If you've experienced a heavy windstorm, you know the power and strength of wind. It's somewhat strange. You can't see the wind, but you certainly can detect its power in the way leaves are blown around and tree branches bend and break. Both the Hebrew and Greek languages convey vivid images of the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament Hebrew word for God's Spirit, the Spirit of Yahweh, means spirit and breath. The New Testament Greek word also means spirit and breath, as well as wind. In the story of Nicodemus, Jesus points out that the Spirit of God is like a wind that blows where it pleases. While lacking shape or form, the Spirit definitely has a will. And a person's will is a key aspect of their personality. Jesus likening the Holy Spirit to wind or breath also echoes the Spirit's power as the life-giving force of creation. And Jesus makes clear to Nicodemus that the Spirit gives life to people who are spiritually dead. The story of Pentecost not only represents the awesome power of God's Holy Spirit, it marks the beginning of a new era. From Pentecost onward, the Spirit breathes new life into the spiritually dead, moving them to follow the risen Lord Jesus. How is the Holy Spirit blowing in your life today? Listen for the Spirit's breathing and moving as He gives you opportunities to be a witness for Jesus. Will you pray with me? Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with life anew, that we may love the way you love and do what you would do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.